The Taoiseach has said that extra funding for those fleeing domestic violence will be made available. Speaking to Morning Ireland this morning, Micheál Martin said greater wraparound services for victims were also needed. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, says she's committed to implementing a new ambitious national strategy to improve the criminal justice system and to support victims of violence. Speaking earlier on the Today programme, Minister McEntee said tackling domestic and gender-based violence was a top priority. Meanwhile, new figures published by the Irish Times show that while the number of domestic violence charges brought before the district court here almost doubled between 2019 and 2020, most prosecutions for those offences were struck down, withdrawn or dismissed. Let's talk to Sarah Benson now, CEO of Women's Aid Ireland. A very good afternoon to you, Sarah Benson, and thank you for talking to us. And we'll come to these district court figures in a moment. But first of all, what we've been hearing today from both the Taoiseach and from the Minister for Justice, particularly in this focus and this commitment to what they're describing as wraparound services for victims of domestic violence. What are they talking about? What's needed?
Thank you for having me on. Well, I think what we really welcome is yesterday evening, and this is the context, or one of the contexts in which the statements and comments by the Taoiseach and Minister McEntee were made, is that there was extensive statements read into the Dáil Record yesterday, which showed enormous cross-party support for us to do more and to do better to combat all forms of domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. Additionally, as was already noted by the Minister, there's been an extensive consultation process as to what our new national strategy, which will be the tool that the government will use in order to actually do its work in a consolidated and structured way. That is going to be published in the coming 2 months, and it's something that we warmly welcome. So these initial statements, I suppose, are giving us an idea of what might be different about this strategy compared to previous ones, and we certainly welcome Women's Aid, as well as our colleagues in Safe Ireland, the Rape Crisis Centres, Rape Crisis Network and many others have long called for a dedicated line of sight, but also one that has some oversight component, which I believe this ought to have within the Department of An Taoiseach. And I believe also there will be a remit now for the Cabinet Committee on Social Affairs and Equality to actually have a role in seeing how a cross-government response to all of the different moving parts that are required to both prevent domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, to protect and provide services to those who need it, and to have engaged policy, and also then, of course, the prosecution side for those who perpetrate crimes.
In the light of recent events, what are you seeing on the ground in terms of women coming forward?
Well, I mean, I think the last couple of years have just been unprecedented in the context of the global pandemic. But what they really did was show not only just how much heart and commitment my team and my colleagues in all of the domestic violence services, the Rape Crisis Service, have had in a sector that was already under-resourced to kind of meet additional enormous challenges in terms of being there for victims of domestic and sexual violence. So we then also have seen increased demand on our services. And in recent times then, what women have been saying to us is that, you know, the consequences of the pandemic constraints have meant that things are harder. You know, the housing crisis has definitely exacerbated things, where maybe women need to move away from their homes, often with children, to kind of start their lives again.
And Sarah Benson, these figures that the Irish Times compiled from the court service here, showing the really very small number of prosecutions that go through the court process, very many of them are struck out, they're withdrawn or dismissed. Does that surprise you at all?
It doesn't. These figures relate specifically to the district court, so it's not dealing with some of the kind of more high-level crimes that would be prosecuted through the circuit or higher courts. A lot of these will refer to things like breaches of orders, such as safety orders, barring orders. Increase doesn't surprise us, and we think are certainly a contributing factor in a positive sense is Operation Breach, which Angrada Síochána rolled out as a response to the pandemic and reinforced the Garda's own policy on pro-arrest and pro-charge for perpetrators of abuse. But the levels of attrition are also really, really worrying. And I think it's really important that we focus on supports and really enhance supports for victims, both before, during and after a process where a crime has been reported.
Very
because
good.
Different to other circumstances, a victim of domestic violence may even be living with the perpetrator. So the chances for manipulation or pressure to strike it out are very high.
Look, this is something we will return to for the moment, Sarah Benson from Women's Aid. Thank you for that.